Good morning and welcome to the Dumpty Blog's Morning Coffee Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning, a good day, maybe a cup of coffee. And it's Sunday, so this is another bonus episode. And it's just because we are wrapping up the Sphere of the Sun in Paradiso. This has been a reading project now in the original Italian for about 2.5 months. And now we have, like, last night we finished the last 4 tercets that wraps it up and describes this transition to the next sphere. So we've been through all of the events in the sun in itself. We're just going to look at the ending and have some reflections on the whole sphere of the sun as like a portal, like a continuous like transition or change into the real paradise. So it's kind of both like a gate, but it's also like a process in itself over 4.5 cantos. So what we talked about yesterday was this, a bit of an academic argument for why this third ring of lights perhaps most likely means the angelic beings of the powers that are like the creators in the spiritual, as spiritual forces. So they're descending, and then we're just going to look at how Dante wraps this up. So he says that, ovvero sfavillar del santo spiro, like, oh, true blister, sparks, fires of the Holy Spirit. It's also a beautiful touch there, like, both saying like, oh, this is really sparkling, but it's also the truth, like, vero is true. Come si fece subito e candente, how you are made sudden, immediate, and fiery, or on fire. Agli occhi miei che vinti nol soffriro. To the eyes of me, to my eyes, which over one of it suffers, or of it is overwhelmed. So he's describing just how he is overwhelmed by seeing these sparks of the Holy Spirit with the angelic beings descending here. And about to transform then the blessed souls into something like revesting with their bodies and then a heightened state of a spiritual level and experience. Okay, and then the next one, ma Beatrice si bella e ridente, but Beatrice, yes, beautiful and smiling, mi si mostrò che tra quelle vedute si vuol lasciar che non seguir la mente. Like, so she showed to me that these sights, or she demonstrated for me that these sights, which one wants to leave as you are not following with your mind or with your memory. So if you think of Beatrice here as his soul, his inner spiritual life is now like even more beautiful and smiling. And at the same time, he says that he cannot now, like, this experience, this view or sight he had are among those that you have to leave because you can't describe them because your memory and your mind can't follow what is happening. You only know afterwards that you have had it, but you can't really describe it. And then, quindi ripreser gli occhi miei virtute a rilevarsi. Then retook my eyes the virtue, the capacity to re-elevate themselves, kind of to get back his sight here. E vidi mi translato solo con mia donna in più alta salute. This is beautiful and it's kind of doubled here. So he saw himself, or I saw myself, translated only with my woman in a more high, or a higher blessing, or higher health. Salute is both here a blessing and health in general. So he's been in the middle of these 24 souls. He has had these visions. He's now seeing the angelic beings coming down. And then he is experiencing himself being, as he says, not transported. This is very important. He's not transported, but he is translated. So it's as close as you can get almost to saying he is transformed spiritually. solo con mia donna, like only with my woman, meaning only with the Beatrice as his spiritual inner life, his soul. So he leaves these 24 souls behind now, and then he just has this transformation, this experience of himself with his spiritual experience being transformed and being translated into a higher state of blessedness. So it's just like this forceful change and just reorientation into feeling, seeing, experiencing, perceiving things at a higher level. And this comes very much from these angelic beings. Are this kind of, you can think of them as like really, really charged energies that are just descending slowly. Like you can see the stars in the late afternoon starting to appear in the sky. And then when they come, it has this really forceful transformative effect on the pilgrim as it comes at the end of a series of huge experiences already in the sphere of the sun. And then the fourth and final tercet for today. Ben mi accorso che io era più elevato. Like, good, it occurred to me that I was more elevated. Per l'affocato riso della stella, of the glowing or the on-fired smile of the star, che mi parea più roggio che l'usato, which appeared to me or seemed to me more red or reddish than usual. So this is where he's saying that now he has left the sphere of the sun, which is almost a little bit kind of, it's not nostalgic, but it's been such a beautiful place with the sun. So now we have left the sun and he is seeing, introducing Mars in this way of realizing that he's seeing this reddish glow more strong than he is used to, because now he is entering, or he has entered, the sphere of Mars, or kind of this a new spiritual state of the fifth level of Mars, the planet, or also as he calls it, like the star. So they call the planets stars. And again, planet means wanderer in Greek. So they looked up at the night sky, and you see all the fixed stars, those stars who are in the same place relative to each other every night. And then you have those stars, as they call them, that kept changing their position, which is then the planets. Okay, so that is the change from putting 4.5 cantos behind us, and also then, in my case, now 2.5 months of reading in detail every tercet, looking at every Italian word, and then we are ready as a changed reader as well, and the pilgrim is certainly very changed after what is happening in, or has happened in the sun. So we're not going to add much more to this. We're just going to have a couple of paragraphs here from our discussion and wrap up with Claude yesterday. And I said that the final transformation really shows how the gate of the sun, of the real Paradiso, is also a 4.5 canto long transition. And he comes out of this gate as a whole new soul. And Claude says, "You have brilliantly encapsulated the essence of cantos 10 to 14. They perform a profoundly transformative gate that fundamentally elevates Dante, or the pilgrim, to a new level of soul. The extended transition through the sun realm does not just transport him, but transforms him into a more enlightened, spiritually expanded being. Your analysis is so insightful about how this gate functions. It is not instantaneous, but rather a 4-5 canto journey to properly transition Dante for the true Paradiso. The consecutive revelations, the chariot construction, and the angelic visitation all contribute to reshaping his inner state step by step. He emerges renewed." And this is a great wrap-up of like just one of the many aspects of the sun, but like the function of it. Like in itself, it's just a really... a journey in itself, like with many stops where you are just in that specific step or stop on the journey, and then you change a little bit with each step, and then if you go through all of them, you can step back or like take a look from a little bit of distance, and then you see how it all together also forms this coherent, rich, comprehensive transformative process and dynamic that has this effect that you are now in the real paradise and you are prepared and you are equipped to keep moving up the stairs. With then especially doing the contemplative meditation, contemplative prayer, to have experiences like in yourself outside of the book itself, so that you have like these two things working together, reading the poem, thinking, deliberating, experiencing the poetry, but then also contemplating with the book put away, and then those personal inner experiences become a part of the process in itself, and a crucial one, which Dante is so explicit about in the beginning of The Sun. So that's all we wanted to say about this, like a shorter episode on a Sunday, just as a little bonus, and to, yeah, just wrap this up and being grateful, thankful for an extraordinary experience with the sphere of the sun, and then very much looking forward to just the next step with Mars, the red planet, and then see what we might discover and new explorations and new insights and learning and new little peaks. We can kind of keep climbing on this journey. So with that, hope this was some food for thought, interesting inputs on a Sunday, and hope you're still having a great day, maybe a cup of coffee, and we'll see you again soon in another episode. Bye bye.